How many languages are there in the world? It's pretty easy to see that we can't say much about this without agreeing on what counts as a language. This turns out to be a bit harder than you might have imagined. It would be nice if the whole world were neatly divided up into familiar French, Russian, Japanese, and so on, but the trouble comes with all those forms of speech that don't have the status of a country's language. Someone once remarked, "A language is a dialect with an army," meaning that only the identity of a modern state can give a form of speech that status. But let's relax that a bit and agree that by language we mean a form of speech distinctly different from others, otherwise we'll call them dialects of each other, adding for good measure not or only partially intelligible to others without special study. That way, we avoid all those political tangles that have nothing to do with degrees of difference between languages. The answer may come as a surprise. Depending on one's definition, estimates range from at least 4,000 to about 6,000 languages. Either way, this is still quite a large number. One obvious fact is that languages vary greatly in size. We go all the way from English and Spanish, with hundreds of millions of speakers around the world, even more if we count all those who use one of these regularly as a second language, down to small languages spoken by just a few thousand or even a few hundred people. Many go down lower than this. Some languages are spoken natively by only a couple dozen or so people, and languages like this soon go down to a single speaker and then disappear forever. Keep some of these numbers and the wide diversity in numbers of speakers in mind for a moment. Let's look at a few figures. The continent of Africa is home to some 1,900 languages. Nigeria alone has over 400. The Americas, from northern Canada down to the tip of South America, are the home of about 900 languages, and this means, of course, mainly Native American languages. The largest number spoken in Central and South America. Mexico has about 240 languages, and Brazil over 200. If we take a few more individual countries and ask how many languages are spoken within the borders, we find that Papua New Guinea has no fewer than 850 of them, Indonesia 670, India 380, and Australia 250. Another 13 countries are home to some 100 languages each. Incidentally, these 6,000 languages are not just a huge jumbled collection, but most of them are related to other languages. It's impossible to group nearly all the languages around the globe into a couple dozen language families, such as the Indo-European family to which English belongs. We find relationships that are vaguely reminiscent of the way biologists can group species into families, and these in turn into the larger classes, phyla, and so on.